All right, time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial right here in downtown Port Huron. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, let's talk about spoiling the grandkids.
Ooh, yes.
That's what grandma and grandpa like to do, and there are good ways and bad ways to go about doing that. But when it comes to finances, there are some gifts that you can give the grandkids, right?
Yeah, grandparents. I know my kids' grandparents love to do some spoiling, so, but... Yeah, we'll talk a little bit today about financial gifts for your grandchildren. You know, one of the things that we think about as, you know, I work with clients over the years is once they get retired and they're later in life and they have, you know, kids, grandkids, and in some cases, great grandkids, what they want to do. What is their legacy going to be?
Yeah.
You know, how do they want to leave money to their their children and to their grandchildren? So I thought maybe today we'd spend some time talking about financial gifts for grandchildren that just keep on giving.
Yeah, ways that will benefit them directly and even indirectly just by providing sort of a good role model for
them. Yeah, absolutely. So one of the first things that we talk about is you could give to charity on behalf of loved ones. So that can be a powerful way to give back while sharing your values with the next generation. One of the things we talk about is you could, you know, potentially plan a day where you and your grandchild can go and volunteer, you know, go to Mid-City Nutrition or go and do something for the Red Cross or whatever, you know, causes are important in your life. Include your grandchildren in that, get them to, you know, do some volunteering and then maybe make a financial gift in their name. Or maybe ask your grandchildren, you know, what charity is important to them and maybe look at making a gift to a charity that's important to the grandchild.
Good idea. You can also help send them to college, too.
Yeah, I mean, tuition just keeps going up. You know, the costs are rising rapidly, outpacing inflation. So, you know, if you have a grandchild that is college-bound, you could, you know, could potentially give some money to offset those costs. One of the things you can do is you could, if you have a grandchild that's in college currently, you could think about paying some of their tuition bills directly to the school. And if you do that, you could avoid some of the gift tax implications. Another thing, if you have younger grandchildren who aren't quite to college age yet, you could think about starting some sort of college savings plan for them, like a 529 plan, which allows the funds to be withdrawn tax-free to pay for college. And you can have a different account for each grandchild, for each grandchild. So there's different things you can do to put away money for college for future college students or to help pay bills of present college students.
College expenses are rising, as are health care expenses, and that's something that grandparents could potentially help out with as well.
Yeah, so paying dental and medical expenses is not something we traditionally think about, you know, helping out with grandchildren, but, you know, there are people that have those issues where they're having some issues paying their dental and medical expenses. And so as a grandparent, one of the things you can do is if you have a grandchild that's experienced some sort of health setback, you could pay the bills and give them a fresh start. So, you know, with current laws from the tax side allow you to pay medical and dental bills for another person without incurring a gift tax. So that's one of the things you could think about doing is gifting money that way to help them clear up some of their medical bills.
Nice way to help children understand how the stock market works is to provide them with a stock or some stock so that they can follow it each day.
Yeah, you know, if you're a successful grandparent out there, financially successful, and you've done some investing over the years and you've learned a little bit about investing in the stock market and so forth, you might want to think about imparting some of that wisdom onto your grandchildren. So you could think about doing some gifting of some stock. So in 2019, you and your spouse can each give an annual gift of $15,000 to anyone. So you could think about gifting some stock that you own. Maybe that's highly appreciated in value and you have some capital gains that you're looking to avoid. That may be a good tax strategy, and at the same time, imparting some wisdom onto your grandchildren.
Sure, give them something to follow. There's some certain things you have to do, though, if you're going to gift a stock to somebody. Make sure that it's in the right name and entitled
correctly. Yeah, so if you own the stock, you're going to have to create an account in the ownership of your grandchild. And then if they're a minor, you might have to do it in some sort of minor ownership or a trust of some sort. So there are different ways that you want to do that. So you want to make sure you're doing it the right way. So work with your financial advisor, work with your tax advisor, and make sure you're doing that the right way.
Actually, setting up a trust for your grandchild is another option too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we talk about is, you know, a lot of things we've just talked about are how to make present day gifts, how to help them right now and in today in the present. But one of the other things a lot of people do is make provisions for their children and their grandchildren in their estate plan, and especially inside of your trust. So one of the things a trust allows you to do is to really make some provisions and control how and when the monies are dispersed. So you can put some money into a trust after your passing, have very specific recommendations about how that money should be dispersed to the grandchildren. Maybe you want to pay for their college. Maybe you want to pay for a wedding. Maybe you want to help them pay for a down payment on a home. Maybe you want to create a lifetime income for them. There's lots of different ways that you can disperse money through a trust, and you can be very specific, and it can be carried out over many years after your passing. So it allows you to really make sure that the money is transferred to the next generation or generations specifically according to your wishes.
Maybe the best financial gift you can give to your grandchildren is simply advice, just being a mentor to them when it comes to financial knowledge.
Absolutely. If you think about it, if you're a grandparent, you know, you've had years and years of life experience, of investment experience, different experiences of the stock market going up and the stock market going down, and some savvy investment tips. Just impart some of your wisdom on them. And the other thing you do is you can literally give the gift of advice. You could pay for them to see a financial advisor. You could pay for them to see an estate planner. You could pay for them to see a career coach or any of those types of professionals that can kind of give them a leg up. So you can give them advice of your own, which I think is a wonderful idea. And you could also help them get the advice of a professional by paying the cost for them to see that professional. So there are different ways that you can impart advice on them. And I think that's one of the most valuable gifts that you can give.
Just teaching a child how money grows over time. I mean, if you just took something as simple as $100 and said, imagine this over the next 50 years or 60 years until you're ready to retire, look at what this will do. You don't touch it. Make sure you put it in the right place and do the right thing. And it's something to kind of get the wheels turning for a young person.
Yeah, I think if you talk about the time value of money and the magic of compounding and how time is on their side and how doing simple things like saving money into an IRA or a Roth IRA can build up over time, I think you're exactly right. Just imparting that wisdom on them and the importance of saving, the importance of investing, the importance of planning early, I think all of those things are great things to do for children and grandchildren.
Absolutely. So it's a nice way to spoil your grandkids that doesn't involve ice cream or expensive gifts.
You can still do that,
You can still do that, too.
You can still do that, too, especially the ice cream.
No doubt about it. Dave, if somebody wants to talk with you one-on-one, if they have questions or are looking for a financial planner, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can contact me at my office. The phone number is 810-987-5370. Office is located right downtown Port Huron, a couple blocks from the radio station at 527 Huron Avenue.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial with Money in the Morning on WPHM. It's 8:48 now.